Okay, welcome to the Three Rain Podcast. Today, Two Rain Podcast. Brittany tragically died in a horrible impaling.
Hiking accident.
Yep. While she was hiking, a pair of elk ran and gouged her with their horns. We just attended her funeral. It was very sad. But since it's just Nick and I, we're going to do 36 questions to fall in love so that we can make our bond stronger to move past this tragedy.
Yep. This is how we start.
Oh. Do you want to ask the first question, Nick?
Okay. All right. So if you could invite anyone in the world to a dinner, who would it be?
I think Robin Williams.
Why? The
actor.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I've seen so many of his movies, and I just always thought he was like one of the funniest people in the world. I don't know. It just seems like you'd never get bored of him. Like, no matter what. I'd probably be belly laughing the entire time. What about you?
You think so? Okay. I was thinking of not a specific person. Well, okay. Maybe a specific. Buddha. Or someone who has full enlightenment. Not anyone specific. Because I just want to see, like, you know, people talk about how those people who have experienced full enlightenment, they have this special aura, right? I actually just want to see it. Is it actually true? Just by looking at them, you feel this aura of enlightenment or whatever.
Like the glow thing that all the religious characters have?
Yes, yes. Like, and I've heard that it's actually a thing. Like some people, like Krishnamurti, is a guy who has also had experience full enlightenment, supposedly. And like people say how the moment they saw him, they just felt this like waft of love, even though he wasn't doing anything to express love.
Oh.
Like, they just felt this aura of just love and like peace. You know? That'd be like so interesting to just see. I don't really care if we even speak. I just want to see that.
Yeah, well, I want to change my answer now. If we could do gods. Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to have a god.
Yeah, but I'm not saying a god, though. I'm not
talking, I know what you mean.
Buddha isn't a god. I'm talking like Krishnamurti. He's a person that lived in the 70s. So, yeah.
Okay, next question. Would you like to be famous? In what way?
Ugh. Would you?
I mean, I wouldn't mind being famous, but I'd like to have a private life. I wouldn't want to sacrifice my private life for fame.
I think I want to be famous for my accents, not my personality. Or not personality, but like actions and being. Yeah. I think that's
mean like a philanthropist? You help people?
Sure. For something of that nature. Or just famous for like something that I created or did, you know?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Like leaving an impact on the world. Yeah, that's a
not being a actress or an actor.
Like just having an impact on the world?
Yeah. I don't know if, like, you know, wanting to... If, like, being an actor is really my forte, you know?
Yeah, of course. Me neither.
Yeah. Although, being an actor is, like, it gets you hella girls, that's for sure. It's like a different type of fame, where, like, if you have done something, it doesn't give you that kind of social credit that, like, being a pop star does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's, no, for sure.
Do you prefer the other one?
What do you mean?
Which, do you prefer to be famous just to be famous, or do you have to?
Uh,
Action or...
Well, yeah, action, obviously. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to have a good impact on the world? Okay.
Interesting. Next question. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say? Why? Do you?
I used to, but now I just write down like, what are they called? Point notes, like very basic notes.
In what?
Of what I have to say.
For what situation do you rehearse?
Well, I don't really talk on the phone very often, but like for a doctor or something, or to order food. I take like really rough notes, like talk about this, talk about that, talk about that, and that's it.
Yeah. And to add on top of that, if it's like, you know, relationship breakup thing or like that serious sort of conversations that you have and you like have reflected on it and you just write a couple of notes on why, what you want to say.
Yeah. Because you don't want to mess it up or forget one of them.
Yes.
That's pretty important.
What would constitute a perfect day for you? That's a whack one for me. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't know what is a perfect day. There's days that are good, but I've never had.
I don't know. For me, the perfect day isn't really dependent on things happening, actually. Like, it can be just a neutral day, but it's just how I feel in the day is what really matters more than the thing that happens in a day.
Yeah, it's definitely also the people you hang out with that day and how you slept. For me, it's two big things.
Yeah, because, you know, that used to be a big thing for me too.
Next question. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
When did I last sing to myself? Like yesterday? I just like singing for fun. But to others? To another person? A month ago? Actually.
You want to tell us what happened
on the I'm just on a Discord thing and they have these like singing competition, not competition, but people just sing, and I just sang on that one and I taught some other person how to sing better.
Okay, for me, I always, I don't know if this is an anxious thing, but I always like to have noise or something going on, so I'm either listening to something or just like humming to myself or something. I do it all the time, sometimes out loud. I just do it all the time.
Hey, yo, I started watching dance lately though. That's a thing I'm getting into.
Dance? Oh. What type of dance?
Like Korean K-pop dance. Just watching. And that's how songs are getting stuck in my head. Listening to K-pop dance. Or watching K-pop dance.
Yeah, no, I found recently, like, dance videos have been recommended to me. And I just really like how it looks. I don't know if it's like a... There's like a, I don't know, primal, but like an instinctual thing of like, I like this a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Is it girls or guys?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The movement is so fluid, I guess. Like it has a flow that is so recognizable it's comforting in a way.
I think, do you prefer girls or guys? Do you have a preferential or is it
equal? Well, obviously women, but. The flow is still there with both of the.
Yeah. Do you watch hip hop or Korean K-pop?
Oh, hip hop, any type of music really.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Cause it's a bit different with like the classical dances like of like, what do you call it? Flamenco and like Spanish
salsa,
tap dancing.
Rumba, salsa. And all that.
That's a bit different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. That has more of like flamboyant, like it's more snappy. Yeah.
Do you, like, I don't know. Do you think the classical, or like the classical, I'm gonna say classical here, classical dances are more attractive? I think that's more intellectually attractive, if you know what I mean.
I haven't seen much people like, do you mean like waltz and all that?
Yeah.
I find those very stiff.
Exactly. They have like a intellectual attraction because you can like appreciate them for like how hard it is or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely a skill, but yeah. It seems too stiff for me. I don't really like it. Okay. Never mind. Brittany's able to join us. Brittany, do you want to? Oh, wait, she's not here yet. Okay. Yo, Brittany, we're at question 6 now.
6? Okay.
Yes. We can actually all take turns this way. Okay. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Oh, Disney body. Is that answer really simple?
I mean, I'd personally pick mind.
Why?
Well, okay, how, this is kind of a weird question, because your body's technically your brain, so are we saying the brain's going to age, or are we saying the mind is the brain?
The mind is the brain.
Okay, then definitely my mind.
Why?
Because with my condition, it's I know how hard it is to not have your mind. And living 30 more years with no mind, or like the mind of a 90-year-old who are borderline senile.
Isn't that from the body, though? That's like, you after your body gets refreshed, you also revitalize?
No, I'm saying if the mind, the brain, the mind, and the body are two different things. So brain and mind are one thing and body is the other. Because obviously then it'd just be body, because my brain still works.
Huh. So then, okay, I mean, that's weird. That's actually weird.
This is like a hard one because like what I'm thinking of is like, yeah, you have a good point with like old age kind of like messing with your mind a little bit. But like when I first read the question, I thought like, so you're gonna keep everything you have at 30 and you're never gonna like improve.
Oh.
The mindset of a imagine I thought of it as having the mindset of a 30-year-old.
Oh, well, I'd still prefer the mindset of a 30-year-old to a 90-year-old.
Doesn't the senileness come from the body degrading? Like, if your body refreshes, wouldn't your spirits, your vitality come back too?
Well, no. I'm saying the brain and body are two different things in this question. I'm assuming, right? Because else the question would be obvious. But yeah, no, with age, your brain definitely gets worse from what I know. And if your body's better, your brain's probably still going to be bad, even though your body's better.
Yes. I think it'll be less slow at first. Like, I mean, like personality can change, but like the slow, like physical, okay. I mean, aging affects you personality too, right? Your personality, in a sense, definitely. You become more senile. But yeah. Like biological things such as your processing speed of information will definitely remain lower.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like, you know, if my processing speed was lower to have more wisdom, I guess you could say, more experience in my belt, I think it would be okay. I would know how to be happier, better.
You definitely have to wrestle with death a lot more if you still had the same mind of a 30-year-old. Because you'd basically be fully understanding, hey, I'm going to die soon. You know, it's going to be much more of a weight on you.
If you're a 30-year-old?
If your mind's of a 30-year-old, yeah. Because I'm not saying all 90-year-olds are senile, but it's clear their brains are quickly degrading. And they won't... They'll be able to grasp it, but I don't think as much as a 30-year-old would.
Like, I don't think many 90-year-olds are having crises at that point.
Yeah.
Like, 30-year-olds have midlife crises, like, every single week.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm 20, and I'm having a crisis every day. So, like, I can't imagine, like, 90-year-olds, many 90-year-olds having these, like, end-of-life crisis kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. Who knows?
But also, on the other hand, if you have a young body and an old mind, that might want to push you to still live more. You're like, I still want to be alive, you know? Might give you, like, another boost. Kind of feels like a lose-lose.
This one's hard.
Okay. Next question. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Brittany?
Actually, no, it's less so now, because I'm actually, like, a lot happier now. So before, I would have been like, yeah, I'm going to kill myself at 30. But, like, now I'm, like, a lot happier, so I feel like it would have something to do with, like, a substance.
Substance abuse.
What about you, Nick?
Dying in a really something really abnormally plain. That's what I think.
Like you choke on your food and then you die?
That's abnormal.
That's abnormal?
Something that's very normal, like in a car crash.
Suicide.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe.
That's very, that's the most
maybe,
normal.
Maybe.
It's normal.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
For men, it's the...
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a car crash too. I'll probably get run over.
Oh, yeah.
Right when I go on my first date, I'll be super happy, skipping across the road, and then a drunk driver's going to hit me and I'm going to die.
Oh,
G-G.
God.
GG.
I'm going to laugh. It's going to be...
That's so sad.
Okay, next question. Who wants to read it?
Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common.
This is going to be harder because there's three of us.
Triple the hard.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. No, it's kind of... Yeah, okay. I think we all have good hearts. That's why I'm friends with you guys, because you guys have good hearts. And
I think I have a good heart. I didn't want to say the cheesy thing.
That's not cheesy. That's why I picked you guys as friends.
Aw. What a guy.
Man!
Another two. Let's see. Oh, we all wear glasses. We all have glasses. I don't wear mine.
I was going to say, I think we're all realists.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What else?
We
all like women, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Revelation for Brittany.
I'd say we're more introverted than extroverted.
I don't know. Brittany seems pretty ambi.
Well, like, I am an ambivert, but, like, I tend to lean towards introvert.
Okay. So on the scale, I think Raphael's the most intro, and I'm the second. And then Brittany is in the middle. I think it's a given.
Most introverted?
Okay, it's a given, dude. Given the history of you.
You don't know
that's
that.
So mean.
I've heard many stories, my friend.
You've told us things. Many things.
All right, moving on quickly. Nick, do you want to read this one?
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Ooh. This is tough. I have a lot of things. I guess, like, friends and family. Like, because, like, all the support that I've gotten from them has, like, really helped me. So, like, friends and family.
I'd say good luck. Luck in general.
Having a good life. Or having at least not a shit life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were very lucky to be born where we were.
To be born in a middle class family. The 1% of the 1% of the world.
Yeah. And to have functioning minds and bodies.
Oh, yeah.
More or less.
We don't talk about the shin splints.
Well, you had shin splints?
Yeah.
What?
We don't talk about my shin splints, and we don't talk about the fact that one of my kidneys is kind of messed up.
Oh, Jesus.
My very weak lungs. And Nick's like... stomach problems.
Hey, it's getting better, okay? At least mine's
getting better.
All right, next question.
Okay, let's skip over this one, because this one's going to take too much time.
Oh, yeah, no. Take four minutes.
And tell your partner's life story in as much detail.
Yeah, no.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Dude, it's easy. I feel like the most OP, most OP ability is time travel, like time. Ability to manipulate time. Teleportation is basically possible if you pause time and walk. Like, anything is possible with time, well, pausing time.
Having control over time doesn't mean you can control only time around yourself, does it?
The way I assume time travel, ability to control time is, like, universally everything stops, goes faster or slower.
Hmm.
And you can move around in it.
Yeah, I think this is supposed to be, like, realistic, I think.
Yeah, man, I just want to be happy.
The ability to be happy.
I just want to be happy. Quality.
Quality. I would like to be more perceptive towards other people's emotions. That would be mine.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nick?
Brittany, go first.
She said she wanted to be happy.
She wants to be happy. Is that a quality? Ability?
Is it happy all the time or happy sometimes?
Actually, let me think it over. Nick, you go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. social skill. More social skill. In any situation. Not just with friends, with... in romance, in friends, in business, in all. Like, social matters so much. You don't realize, like, even when you speak to someone who you think social skills wouldn't matter as much, it still matters.
Yeah, bro. Like, charisma.
Like, teaching, like, talking to a teacher, the answer that you get from your teacher is dependent upon how you word your question.
Yeah.
Or, like, even how you communicate with it. It's amazing how important social skills are.
Yeah, we live in a social world. We live in a society.
Feels bad, man.
What about you, Brittany?
I'd like to be more persuasive.
Persuasive.
Still social.
Thank you.
Just join the social camp. That's just a global power up compared to your single power up.
Why do you want to be more persuasive?
don't know. Like, I'd feel like just it would make up for my lack of other skills. It's like, oh, I don't have the experience to go get a job. I can just persuade them to give me the job instead. It's not okay. I'm not gonna use it for like only. Shut up, Nick.
You can use it to pick up girls. Yes.
Yes, I want to pick up girls.
Persuade them.
Yep. Show your interest.
But yeah, just I'd like to be more persuasive.
That's good. Okay, if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
A crystal ball can anything your life, the future, or anything else.
Are we assuming time is a rigid construct or a fluid construct? Like, if we change our actions now, would time change? Or no matter what happens, this is what's going to happen?
Time will change.
Okay, so then this is going to get complicated. If we see the crystal ball, time's gonna change.
Yeah, so knowing
knowing
the what's gonna happen automatically makes it so it's not gonna happen anymore.
Yeah. So or sometimes it's rigid.
Yeah. It's like you're just telling you this is what's gonna happen, you can't change it.
I wanna know if
what if it depends on the situation? What if it depends on the situation?
Okay, let's just assume like, it's rigid and doesn't matter.
If we only have like 30-40 minutes.
I definitely want to know if I'd made it.
Made it in what?
Made it in life.
How do you made it in life?
Well, I'm assuming the crystal ball would know my own opinion on how to make it in life.
So, like, either you become, like, a CEO or, like, you find your own business or stuff like that?
Just be, like, have a family and be tranquil.
I see.
I want to know if I make something that's creative. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know if I will be financially stable.
Be a homeless.
That's reassuring, yeah. Just financially stable all your life or like at the end of your life?
Like I guess like when it matters the most, like when I have a family.
Oh, okay.
Or if I have a family, I don't know. Next question. Something you dreamt of doing for a long time. Why haven't you done it? Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why haven't you done it?
Can we skip this? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we can skip it if you guys want.
What if it's a negative thing?
Yeah, it's suicide, a negative for
because
me.
I'm scared.
Let's skip this question.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Pog.
If I leak my accomplishment, I'm going to dox myself.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you because then it'll dox myself. Oh. here, I can do another one. I guess for now, getting into university is a big achievement. Statistically speaking.
Statistically?
Yeah, not a lot of people get into university.
It's about your cart, not stats here.
Bro, I've got high stats.
Like, so far?
Yeah.
For me, I'll say mine before you go.
Yeah.
For me, it's getting over my inner sadness.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, so...
Yeah, but we're still working on it.
Actually, like, maybe I should elaborate on it. That's what gives me, like, I have the tools, basically, to handle my emotion. So every day is a day to handle my emotions and handle my, not just emotions, but handle myself better in my inner world. That's what gives me, like, this sense of, it almost gives me, like, a sense of, like, you know, like an anime character going in, like, this great adventure. I'm going an adventure within myself. And I use the things that I've learned. The self-management tools that I have learned to be a better me. And there's a instant reward for it. And it really feels really rewarding, you know?
Fair, yeah.
Well, that's a good one. When I was watching Kimetsu no Yaiba, it's like, he's going on adventure. Me too, but mine's is inner, not outer.
Yeah. It's like a personal odyssey. Inside yourself.
Yeah.
What about you, Brittany?
Damn, dude, I don't know if I can talk that. I guess, like, still believing in love even after, like, two failed relationships.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Termination.
It's like, those two relationships have fucked me up so badly, but I still believe that, you know, I'll find somebody.
Mine is Speeding Breath of the Wild. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, I heard that, and I'm like, oh.
I used to be really, I still kind of am, but I'm much less of a coward now than when I was a kid. Gotten over most of it. That's probably my second biggest accomplishment.
It's like the guy from Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Ooh, this one's good. What do you value most in a friendship?
Money.
It's a service.
Well, I guess you can't be friends anymore. The ability, I value the ability to improve each other.
Oh, whoa, what an awesome answer. Whoa, wow.
Because, like, if you're friends with, like, a not-so-great person, they're going to make you worse, and you're probably going to make them worse. Or you're not going to change them at all. But if you're, like, a really good friendship is where both of you can improve.
That's a good answer. That's the perspective of relationships. That's such a good perspective for relationships. Yeah. Just put that in everything, to be honest. It will help you in everything. Make yourself better in every way possible. And you'll just be happy.
For me, there's not really a word for it. Like, heart, I guess?
Kokoro.
Yeah, but less cringy.
Weeb.
Like, kind of like a passion thing, but also like humanity. Spirit. Kind of spirit, yeah. Spirit's a good answer. Yeah. Spirit, I guess.
Is it, well, let's describe spirit more, like a reverence for life?
Like, kind of. Like, they have their own driving force. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. Code of conduct. Hey, that they follow.
Morality, justice, ethics.
Kind of. I have a very vague idea.
I think it just goes down to there's a willingness to participate in life, and you participate yourself accordingly to your own values and beliefs. But yeah. Like, you're not shutting out. You're accepting the world for what it is, and you're adapting and learning from it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
As a friendship.
What about Nick?
What did I say? Permanence.
Well, that sounds very grim.
Stability. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Like, they value of the friendship.
They want to stay friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
so. Like,
that's
right. Like you value the relationship or your friendship.
Yeah.
Like they don't just like it's not just like oh they're yeah they're my friend but like I drop them in an instant if something good happened to me. Like you don't want it to be basically, like that.
Well, yeah, like, treasuring the relationship and basically willing to give up. I mean, that's a big thing to say, but like something along the lines of just like, you know, sacrifice, like, you know, treasuring the relationship that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Next question. What is your most treasured memory?
I have no idea.
Yeah, no,
it's kind of like, sad.
Now that you asked me to think about it, I'm like, I can't think of anything.
I can think of one that I like. I don't know if it's the most treasured, but it's something that I really like.
Big title.
Yeah. Like,
what was it?
I had a dream about was it? It was something really like soft and cut, like Winnie the Pooh, or like it was very cartoony. This was when I was like 5 years old or something, right? And I had a dream about some really cute bears, and we were just having like. They were just like
just having the time acting of like lives.
And we were just having fun or something, and like I snapped out of a dream, and I just like I wanted to go back into the dream because I was having so much fun with them. I was just being happy with them, right? So yeah. I went from one bed to another trying to sleep, but I could not sleep because I just wanted to get back into a dream. And like I went from a hot bed to a cold bed to a medium lukewarm bed, everything failed. I don't know why I like that. I like that because it's so cute. Actually, when I think back to it, just like me trying to recreate a dream that I like so much, and the dream by itself was very childish.
Cute.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice memory.
I can't tell you my most treasured memory, but I can tell you something that I will remember.
Yeah.
Today was the first time I did like a really intense hike, and I like halfway through I was like, I can't do this, and then I just like powered through, and I got to the top, and I'm like, I feel so fucking good.
Hey.
Like we got to the summit, and I was just like, holy shit, I did it.
Practice that willpower.
So, like, I will remember this hike for a long time.
Nice. Now, just do that with everything else in this world. It feels good.
Kyle?
I'm thinking, because I forgot the name of it. Larches, yeah. So there's this hike in close to where we live that has larch trees. Which are basically a coniferous tree that loses its needles during autumn, and they turn golden. Oh. And I went on a hike with my dad and my brother, and you like go across like basically a bunch of different environments as you hike, and it just felt like such a human thing, like a human moment. I don't know how to explain it. Like in the movies, you know, I see like. After somebody gets killed, there's like a flashback to all the good times. I feel like if one of my family members gets killed, that would be a flashback I'd have. Like, we live together, you know?
Actually, I feel like I know what you're trying to say. Let me try to put that into words. I think it's better like words. That. No. Like the feeling you're trying to describe when you say human. Like,
it's like a warmth, I guess, like a comfort.
No, it's warmth. It's warmth and comfort. But like what it stems from and what it is caused from I think it's caused, like, the, it's from that, like, letting go of the self-awareness of yourself. Let me try, so, like, you know, as we go out through our day, there's always this voice in our head saying, oh, we should do this, we should do that, we should do this, don't do this, don't do that, and it kind of gets buggy. It feels difficult and cumbersome to handle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back, you're just thinking about what you did and how you felt, but you're not really thinking about the voice in your head controlling you as much. And you see it through the fondness, and that, like, hardness of reality sort of disappears. Like, you should do this, you should do that. Right?
Yeah.
Is it kind of just like you don't have any regrets about it? Like, you're not thinking, like
yeah,
it
like
was
a warm
like a
freedom.
Good, yeah, it was like a good warm moment. Freedom. You're not thinking, like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. You're just like, yeah, that was a good moment. I wouldn't change anything about it.
Yeah.
Yes, like satisfaction.
Yes.
That's it, satisfaction, I guess, yeah.
Yes. Can we skip this?
Bruh. Skip.
What's the next question? Oh, yeah, let's skip that, please.
Yo!
Oh, this one's... If you knew that in one year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you're living? Why?
Yo.
Nah.
It's good.
I definitely would.
What would you do?
I'd travel the world. I'd have no expenses. I'd get into credit card debt.
Okay,
actually,
yeah, maybe.
Because then my family might suffer because of it. But I'd definitely try to travel or live life to the fullest.
How would you conduct yourself? Like, see yourself?
I'd be more free, I guess. It's like those Roman soldiers who always carry the memento moris. They, like, understand the value of life constantly. Huh. What about you guys?
I would educate myself more.
Oh.
Educate? Upon what?
Like, why?
I don't know. It's like something like... something satisfying about knowing that throughout your life you try to know as much as possible, that you lived it, that you lived life trying to like learn new things and learn about everything. Like, I don't want to die and not know like anything. I want to learn about like everything.
Yeah.
Like, I want to read more, I want to go to more classes, I want to sign up for classes, I want to do stuff. It's like, I want to experience the world.
Through the books.
Through like, books and education.
Fair enough.
I feel like you're talking, I feel like you're coming... I would... Yeah. I would do what Raphael does, basically. Okay. Just get out more. Get out more, yeah. But, like, conducting myself, I think I would conduct myself the way, same as how I do right now. View the way I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't see myself any differently. Just let myself be more open.
Okay. Next question. Oh, actually, this is kind of like the other question. We can kind of skip this.
Yeah.
Okay.
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Lol, lol, lol.
I'd say for me, it's more of a therapeutic thing, I guess. It's healing. I don't want to sound corny, but it's kind of like a motivation healing thing for me.
No, I get that.
Kind of like trying to like wash off all the dirt that you've gotten on you through the entire day.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice to know that you come home or you go wherever and there's someone who loves you.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess
mine is a lot. Uh-huh.
No, you go.
Okay. Mine is that lack of love and affection is what drives me. It's like, you know, I'm more risk or I'm more motivated by negative, getting away from the negative rather than wanting a positive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Risk. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more risk aversive versus like, what's the other one? I forget the other word. Yeah, so it's in like situations where I... Yeah. Yes. So like, I get more motivated if I don't feel love or affection in a certain aspect. So it's the more lack is what drives me.
Sense. It's like it's something that it's not something that I can always rely on because you can't ever rely on people to like constantly love you. But true, it's yeah. Like it's like something that if it is like a thing, if I am loved, it's something that keeps me like sane.
What do you mean? It keeps you sane?
I don't know.
It purges your thoughts, I guess.
It makes me feel like safe. Oh. Because like I know that like if people love me, then it's like I'm not gonna be alone for the rest of my life, and like I'm not gonna like people are there for me. Yeah. Like as soon as you start thinking like nobody loves me, which is what I was thinking for like a while, mm-hmm. you start going down a really bad rabbit hole of like nobody loves me, I'm gonna be alone for the rest of my life, nobody cares about me, that type of stuff. So like it really keeps you grounded.
Yeah. What about you, Nick? Oh, wait, no, Nick. We've already...
Yeah. Okay.
You know what else keeps us grounded?
Yeah.
This is the part where you guys... Yeah, okay. At the end of the... Okay. God, fuck. Okay. You know what we love? Our audience.
Bye.
See you guys later.